We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't fret. Now, don't panic. We're going to be okay. I know that today is the first day of the long wait. I get it, all right? I mean, yesterday technically was because football season ended on Sunday night. I know that there's going to be more football this summer, and we got all the, but we got till July for the NFL to come back. But we're going to be fine. We got a ton to talk about. How you doing this morning, Hugh?
100 years of the NFL coming up, which is going to be exciting. You know what? I can't wait to see what that's going to be. I don't know what that's going to be like because I remember when they did 75 years of the NFL, and they had the history of the game and how the game has evolved. Yeah, the 75th anniversary. You know what? I missed all the cool dates in the NFL. I missed the 75th anniversary by about 2 years when I got into the league. I missed the throwback year because I had just retired a few years earlier. Like, you know, when they had the year that they had all the throwbacks when Green Bay came with their little ugly uniforms, the Eagles came with their little ugly uniforms, everybody had theirs. I missed all of that, man. I missed all of those. But this, I think this is going to be exciting. 100 years of the NFL, this is going to be exciting.
Yeah, we got a ton between now and then, not the least of which is another pro football team in town, which will begin its season, its inaugural season, this week in that new AAF. And we'll be discussing all that kind of stuff. John and Hugh, morning show on a Tuesday with the whole fam Damley back with this is the first time we've all been together in the same place in a while. Daryl and Wendy and AT and you and I, Hugh, getting ready. Last night, to kind of bring you up on one headline that happened late last night, the Atlanta Hawks won again. Again, on the road, again. And they put up 137 points.
Yeah, man. John Collins was on his way to having a monster game until he took that arm to the eye, that shot to the eye. It gave him a little, I know he was bleeding pretty bad, so they didn't want to put him back in the game. But, yeah, great win last night for the Hawks.
Yeah, the Hawks are not very good at tanking. I mean, matter of fact, they're terrible at tanking. If you were hoping that the Hawks, well, you know, they're so bad, they're so young, they're going to end up as the worst team in the NBA. They are not only not the worst team in the NBA, they're far from the worst team in the NBA. And suddenly they're playing really good basketball, 12-12 in their last 24 games. They're so far ahead of the team that is in last place, Hugh. That's the Knicks. And the Knicks are tanking. I mean, they traded, you know, Kristaps Porzingis, whatever his name is, to Dallas, even though he wasn't playing, for a bunch of guys who with expiring contracts with the intention of tanking. They want to see if they can't get the number one pick, and they have two max places, and they want to get like a, in their world, a Zion Williamson, you know, a Kevin Durant. I mean, they want to make an instant team in New York next year.
That's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to clear some cap space to try to get better that way. They haven't done a good job of drafting anybody, so yeah, that's how you do that. That's how you're going to have to do that. You know what the good thing about, I think, the good thing about the New York Knicks and being MSG, being up there in the hallowed ground for basketball, is that there's going to be some guys that are going to want to play there. They got that going for them, no doubt about that. Playing in New York, that's still the mecca of basketball.
Oh, yeah, no question. It is still the mecca of basketball. And the Knicks are still the most popular team in New York. You played in New York. I lived in New York. We both know that. Look, the Rangers won a cup. That was big. The Yankees won a World Series. That's big. Giants win a Super Bowl. That's big. The Knicks win an NBA title. That town will go bananas.
Yeah, it's a Knicks town, man. I had a chance to go to the Garden a couple times. You know, you don't appreciate nothing until you get a little, like, things like that, until you get a little older, and then you realize how significant it is. But, yeah, I was there. What was it when Charles Oakley was playing for the Knicks and Patrick Ewing was on his way out. And I just remember going down there, man, and just how much the city was abuzz. And I remember telling a story about how I was fanboying when I met Charles Oakley, when I got a chance to meet Charles Oakley. So, yeah, it's still a special place to play, no question about that.
Travis Schlenk is going to join us this morning, general manager of the Hawks at 8:20. A lot of kind of pointed questions. The NBA's trade deadline is Thursday, so 2 days away from the trade deadline. We assume the that the Hawks are going to be sellers. Jeremy Lin, some of their veterans. Jeremy Lin, Kent Bazemore's back. He had 11 points last night. You know, they're certainly taking calls, I would think, on Baze, on Lin, Dwayne Dedman. There's some talk, and there has been talk, about Taurean Prince. Taurean had a nice night last night.
Yeah,
21
well,
points.
Yeah, played well defensively as well. Omari Spellman had a real nice night. Had a nice night last night, John. You're talking about coming in for John Collins when John Collins got hurt, coming in off the bench cold, didn't play a whole lot, hasn't played a whole lot. His condition was a little bit of a question. Had a good night last night, had 16 points.
Yeah, and he played well. So did Vince Carter. They both came in and played
OG,
great.
The OG came in in the third quarter.
So, you know, you had Carter, Spellman, Herter, and Prince. Okay, Carter, Spellman, Herter, and Prince last night, those four, right, go 18 of 26 from 3 points. Man, that's some serious shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they hit like, what, 23s? Hit like 23s last
yeah.
night.
20 in them days.
20-0, not 23-3s, 23s. 23s.
Yeah. So the Hawks beat the Wizards. They end up this daunting 7-game road trip. They went 4-3. That's good in anybody's book to go 4-3. And they've been away from home for 2 weeks. I'm sure that they're back. They're sleeping in their own beds right
now.
They
can't wait for that. Yeah, can't wait for that, man.
For the first time in 2 weeks.
Yeah, what did they come home? They played Toronto, what, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
They played Toronto Thursday. I'm trying to get some tickets. AT, we need to make some phone calls, man. I need to find some tickets. Because I got a phone call from my son last night, man. He wants to go to the game. My son has
Hawks.com,
back.
Hawks.com, by the way.
My son. No, John. You go to Hawks.com if you want to. We know people. You go to Hawks.com, John. I'm about to call. Listen. Well, you know, for that one, yeah. I don't know. Like, listen. Yeah,
that's what I'm
let
saying.
Let me tell you. Hey, you which game am I asking for, John? Which game am I trying to go to?
Toronto.
No, I'm trying to go to the Lakers game. See?
Oh, see?
You're talking out of turn. You're talking out of turn. Yeah, and I could get that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking AT to make some phone calls.
Oh, okay.
Because my son, he asked me last night. Well, his mother asked me, you know, his birthday's coming up and he wants to go to the Lakers game. And he's looking at me. You know how when they look at you with their doughy eyes talking about, Dad, it's my birthday. Sweet 16, too.
You better get them tickets. He's a good
man,
kid.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it, D. But it's gonna hey, listen. It's going to be hard to get tickets to the Lakers game.
I would call LeVar Ball, but I don't know if Lonzo going to be on the team.
Right? True.
He may not be. What, Thursday?
Yep.
Dude, let's see if we can get that happening today, and then we'll see how we'll work it out from there.
When is the Lakers game?
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Tuesday. I'm in it. I'm there. You just got to tell me where to go. State Farm. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I'm in it. I'm there.
You guys have a great time. Wish I could take part. Yeah. No,
John,
it's not a question of wanting to participate.
We didn't expect you to go anyway, John. It was not like anybody was like had their fingers crossed and was hoping. Right. We knew you weren't going to go. We knew you weren't going.
Yeah, screwed up my knee, but we went bowling. as you can see, if you watch me, I could barely walk. Darn bowling about killed me. You know,
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, a week. Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I got to get
the phantom limb, the phantom injury.
Yeah, the phantom injury. Now I got to have knee replacement surgery. Yeah, I know. I won't tell that. No, it's that killed me.
No,
there.
John, we know a doctor that can replace the cartilage. We talked to him last week.
I know. I don't need the cartilage. I need that whole ball thing. My brothers, and my dad, both knees, and I'm now next. You know, so that's everybody's got something that runs in their family, right? I mean, everybody, and I've got in my family. It's arthritis runs through my family like nobody's business, in every joint, and so that's what I get for life. But we're all stuck with something, you know. I mean, can't help genetics.
Anybody got anything to retort?
No, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, he's just talking about him.
No,
stop
I'm not saying
it.
Anybody got
I'm tired of you.
Why are you so hostile?
Because you ain't work out today.
No. Wait a minute. Hold up. Don't get mad at me because I didn't bring my workout clothes. Like you you had been busy all last week, so I forgot to bring them. So we can't work out today, but I'll bring them tomorrow. But I am going to spin class tonight.
Not going to that.
Going to spin class tonight. To get ready for this race this weekend. Be ready for that. I'll be ready.
I thought you guys were walking. I thought it was a walk.
Well, no, he's walking, but I'm not gonna leave AT, but I'm just saying I still have to be prepared because before you know it, the Peachtree's right around the corner. Peachtree's right around the corner. So I have to, I'm preparing like I'm a run, but yeah, I'm gonna take my time. We're gonna walk
March, April, May, June, July. Yeah, 5 months to the Peachtree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'll be here before we know. This is why we say, you know, don't worry about what you're going through now, because, you know, February is a busy month. There's going to be a lot going on. February is like the busiest month for sports, and nobody knows it. If you say, what's the busiest month for sports in the calendar? I would say February. And you say, well, how do you figure it out? Well, you go, well, you got the Super Bowl in February. You have Daytona 500 in February. The PGA starts in February. You have your first major in tennis in February. Baseball pitchers and catchers. You have the NFL Combine. NBA and NHL are getting into the throes of their season. College basketball is winding toward conference tournaments. And, I mean, February is just, huge. It's jam-packed.
The Combine's in February?
Yeah, it starts February 28th.
Okay.
Last day of February. So, I mean, this month gets jam-packed with a ton of sports. And now we add to that with certain things that we didn't have 3 years ago, not the least of which is the return of Atlanta United. The defending MLS champions open in about, 16 days as they start the CONCACAF Champions Cup. And suddenly, here's Atlanta United, Hugh, and they're going to be right back. We have the new Atlanta Legends of the AAF playing their first game this week.
Yeah, they're out of town. Out of town this week. And do we know yet where they're going to end up playing? Because when I looked at the schedule, it said to be determined. It's Georgia State.
They're going to play at GSU Stadium, right? And so they're going to play their first two games on the road. And they play Orlando, and then they play San Diego. I forget Orlando's nickname. San Diego, I think, is the Fleet. And that'll be the first pro football game in San Diego since the Chargers left. That'll be kind of interesting to see. And then the Legends' first home game will be in 3 weeks when they play Birmingham, the Birmingham Iron. At Georgia State Stadium.
If I'm not mistaken, I think my old coach is coaching for the Birmingham Iron. I got to look up the coaching staff for the Birmingham Iron. But Ray Hamilton used to be the defensive line coach here in Atlanta. I think he's coaching for the Birmingham Iron. And Gerald Bayless, a longtime player in the NFL, I think he's coaching as well. I think he might be coaching the secondary. I got to look it up.
Yeah, so as one of the themes this morning is we now turn the page from the Super Bowl and the reaction to the Super Bowl to what is next. What is next for you? I'm kind of curious, you know, what's kind of on your plate? What's the big thing? And I know a lot of Atlanta United people are there, but let's not forget the Braves and pitchers and catchers. I mean, this is February. If you're a race fan, a golf fan, a tennis fan, a baseball fan, a soccer fan, even a football fan, and all the basketball and hockey, I mean, something in this month for you, that's for sure. The litany is long. What's your number one thing now that football is over?
Time. Using the internet. Stay connected to Atlanta Sports 24/7. Only at radio.com and the radio.com app. Streaming live now. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and you. Always love it when you come up with a poll and people gripe about it before it. You launch the poll and people are griping already. You only have four spots. That's the problem with Twitter polls, Hugh, is you only have four options.
Who griping?
AT getting in my grill a little bit. A little bit.
Speak your mind, John.
And yet that's not on our poll.
But. Well, and that's why I said right below it in a response, please offer yours if not on this list. And the number one thing is Hawks late season push. I don't know. I mean, you have to make editorial decisions when you're doing a poll, right, Hugh? I mean, and sometimes
I don't really get too much involved with the polls. I just kind of.
So we came up with one. It says not.
I don't. When do I really get involved with the polls? Do I get involved with the polls really? Sometimes, but not really. That's all I'm saying. Okay, fine. Go for it. What you about to say? It's a little tight up in here this morning.
It's not too late to change it. We can change the poll if we want to.
No. The poll is fine.
No, how are other people?
No, I'm just saying. I just don't.
All right, so our poll question at our Twitter at 929 The Game is, now that the NFL season is a wrap, what are you most excited for at the moment? Now, we had four again, and so if it's not on there, and some people are already saying besides Hawks and other things, are you most excited about the debut, Hugh, of the Atlanta Legends? How's this going to work, do you think? We've tried spring football in this country many times. This goes back to the mid-1970s, 1974, when the first World Football League showed up. We tried the World Football League. We tried the U.S. Football League, the USFL. We tried NFL Europe. We tried the XFL, which may be coming back. Now we're trying the AAF. And so far, spring, summer football, professional football, has not caught on.
How well do I think it's going to do? I think now, from the conversation that I had during Super Bowl week, is a lot of people are trying to figure out, they're trying to get a farm system going for the NFL. There's a couple individuals that I talked to that there's a few other leagues that are about to pop up.
Or right, because of Don Yee's.
Yeah, Don Yee. There's a few other leagues that are about to pop up. So I think that the NFL is cognizant of the fact that it needs a little bit of a farm system. Kind of like, you know, with all this talk about NCAA rules and how kids, you know, aren't getting paid and everything, I think that there needs to be another outlet. So I think that this time, this go around, I think it'll be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But it all depends on how much the NFL decides to get behind which league.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the NFL decides to get behind the AAF, I think that would probably be a mutually beneficial situation.
And to your point, the only spring league the NFL's ever been behind was the NFL Europe, and that was, of course, in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, and where it was met with mixed results. Did very well in Germany, did very well in England, didn't do very well anywhere else.
Yeah. So I think that they're trying to figure out a way to do that. And you know, there are so many different concepts out there and so many different ideas about how to grow this thing that I think that the NFL is going to have to eventually get behind somebody in this situation.
All right, so the Legends start on Saturday. That'll be their debut. That's one thing. And again, we're limited to four. What's in your kind of purview right now as we wrap up the NFL season? The Legends debut. These are the four that we chose. I chose them. I admit it. The Legends debut, the Braves spring training opening. Okay, pitchers and catchers and their season opener. Atlanta United's title defense, which opens in 16 days. Well, pardon me. Their season opens in 16 days. Their title defense technically doesn't open until they play their first MLS game, which will be on March 3rd against DC United, but that's next. Or the Falcons offseason. Now, I chose the Falcons offseason because, and we'll talk about it, matter of fact, at the top of the hour, we'll start to get into it. It's going to be such big news. And the offseason of the NFL, the offseason of the NFL has become its own sporting event between the combine, free agency, and the draft, its own kind of mini sporting event in its own right because they're such big events. The combine is huge now. The draft is gigantic. Free agency is and trades are, you know, the NFL is such a monster that they've created this offseason where they are buzz.
Yeah, and the draft is right down the street. Well, up the street,
mm-hmm.
however you want to look at it, in Memphis.
In Nashville.
Well, Tennessee.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Tennessee. But, yeah, it's up the street. It's up the street for us, and that's going to be pretty exciting. And you're right, John. They've gotten to the point now where they sell tickets
mm-hmm.
for the combine so people can come and actually be a part of it. It's a big deal. It's a huge deal.
If they ever moved the combine out of Indianapolis and moved it down here, for example, I'd go. I'd absolutely go to the combine. I would go watch them run 40s and watch cone drills, and
I can see you doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested in watching it. I'd love to see because it'd be the one time that I could see all those college stars on the same field at the same time.
No, I mean, I get it, and I know that some people love to look at things like that. Me personally, nah, I wouldn't go to the combine.
And by the way, there's others that I didn't even put on my list of a list after list. I put the Hawks. This is my response. You know, please offer yours if not on the list. Hawks late season push, Daytona 500, PGA season hitting stride. College hoops in the push to March. I left off, you know, for example, we could talk about college football spring practice and spring games, which is a big deal around here. If you're new to Atlanta and new to college football, because this is the college football capital of the world, this spring games and spring practices in the South and in other parts of the country, in the Big Ten most notably, are big deal. They're real big deal. And so, you know, you get schools that get 80,000 fans for their spring game. For an exhibition, a red, white, blue,
I tell you what,
and
I'm
orange,
excited about
gold and whatever game.
Not to cut you off, John, but I'm excited about Georgia Tech's spring game this year because of the different dynamic.
Right.
It's going to be different. And I will admit, the last two spring games that I've been to, it was hard to glean what the team was going to look like. So this year, I'm excited to see how much different the team is going to look and how different the offense is going to be.
Right, especially if the youngster from Milton, Jordan Yates, turns out to be the quarterback. I think there's going to be a going to be a battle for quarterback, but he did take Melton to the 7A crown here, so we'll see if Jordan Yates is a true freshman can win the job. What would you say now? So, like I said, some schools, Hugh, will get 80,000 people for their spring game. We saw it at Georgia with the Kirby Smart debut when you had 100,000 for the spring game. Georgia Tech's had what, 2,500? I mean,
it wasn't that spectacular,
right?
But I will say this: I think that with the new coach Jeff Collins, I think that I will go out on a limb and say you're going to have a lot of alumni that come back to see spring ball. A lot of alumni, along with fans. So I'm going to give them about 10,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about 10,000.
I give them about 10,000.
Yeah.
I'm being conservative, AT. I'm being a little bit conservative with my guesstimation, but I'm going to say 10,000.
Yeah, and it could be more than 10,000. But the point is, if they had 2,500 or so the last couple of years, yeah, I could see where they would get 10,000 or maybe more. And I think what's evident of that is the fact that the season ticket sales at Georgia Tech have gone way up. You know, there's been a lot. They suddenly, release the season tickets. Now, granted, it's a Georgia year, so Georgia will be playing it down on the flats. But still, season tickets went way up, sales for Georgia Tech. So, again, we're asking you this on our Twitter, at 929 The Game. What are you most excited for now? At the moment, it's a virtual dead heat between the Braves and their pitchers and catchers, spring training season opener, and the title defense of Atlanta United. And that makes perfect sense. I mean, this town has two huge things to look forward to. I mean, we got a lot to look forward to, okay, a lot. The one thing we really don't have to look forward to much in this town is March Madness. Now, we can certainly hope that Georgia State can make another run into the tournament, and they're in a position where they could possibly win their league, but their league's going to be a one-bid league, and they have to win the league for Ron Hunter to get that bid. There's nothing that says that Georgia Tech or Georgia has a chance at the moment for Tom Crean or Josh Pastner to make the NCAA tournament. I mean, Georgia's nearly in last place in the SEC, and Tom Crean will do, by the way, for those of you who are frustrated Georgia fans, Tom Crean will do fine. He did well at Indiana. Okay, he did really well at Marquette. He took Marquette to the Final Four, took Indiana to the number one ranking. Remember, they were 26-0 at one point, ranked number one in the nation. They had Victor Oladipo and Cody Zeller and all those kind of great players they had. They just couldn't quite get over that hump of getting into the Final Four, and that's what frustrated Indiana fans, have these unrealistic expectations about their basketball program at times. There's that. And then Josh Pastner, who's waiting for that breakthrough at Georgia Tech, and that hadn't happened yet. So college basketball around here is a little lean, which is a shame.
Well, it's kind of hard to get into. I mean, especially when you're in football country a little bit. And when you talk about the teams, the local teams, outside of Georgia State, is really not nothing to – it's not anybody to really get excited about right now.
Mm, right now, yeah. I mean, Georgia Tech has that history. Georgia's been to a Final Four. Georgia Tech has been to a championship game. So both have been there. Both have reached that height. And there's no reason they can't with the athletic. By the way, you should know this, too, about college basketball, and that is the Atlanta area, noted for its football talent, and produces a ton of great basketball players. So a lot of it is just trying to keep these guys at home. I mean, this town produces great basketball players.
Yeah, but I would think that the reason why it's hard for kids to stay here in Atlanta and play basketball is because of the stigma that this is a football town. And they want to go somewhere, and they want to get those accolades. You know, that's tough. You don't want to play second fiddle to anybody.
Right.
And if you're down here, you're probably going to feel like you are playing second fiddle to somebody because you play basketball, and this is football country.
Right. No, I totally agree with that. So we're asking you this morning, what are you most excited about? You should be off the charts if you're an Atlanta fan about the Braves and the chance. Even I know the Braves haven't made that move yet. And I don't know if they will make that next big move.
You know, I was looking at it. It was some hot stove moves made yesterday. Not any major moves,
right?
But it was some moves made. It was some baseball moves made yesterday. So hopefully, it's about to heat up a little bit.
We're still waiting for Harper and Machado. I mean, until those shoes fall,
yeah, that's probably exactly what it is.
And the Braves are still maybe in the running for a Kimbrel, or maybe in the running for a Keuchel. Will they make that kind of a major move? I don't know. But even if they don't, you ought still be excited. I mean, Josh Donaldson could turn out to be a phenomenal pickup. If he's healthy, look, the lineup's going to be fine as it is. It's going to be really good. Acuna for a whole year. That's all you have to say. Next, we're our first chance to swing through the Wendy Zone with John and you on this Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
For a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And yes, we are asking you that very controversial poll on 92.9 The Game on our Twitter page. Now that the NFL season is a wrap, what are you
Shots
most
fired.
Excited for
Man
now?
Down.
Is it the Legends debut, the Braves season opener, Atlanta United's title defense, or the Falcons offseason right now?
Fired.
41% of people are actually saying they're most excited for the Braves season opener. 37% say Atlanta United. 15% Falcons offseason. 7% saying the Legends debut, but you can do anything for the Hawks late season push, potentially the Daytona 500, the PGA, college hoops in March with March Madness. So there's a bunch to choose from.
I know that some of you Braves fans don't care about soccer, and some Atlanta United fans don't care about baseball. They call each other sports boring. But I mean, from my standpoint, I love both teams. If I couldn't pick between the two, I'm excited for both.
I'm excited to transition, I'm not gonna lie. I'm excited to transition to baseball, because you know, 1 year under the belt, talking baseball, and excited about what could potentially be. I'm excited about Atlanta United too, and a new coach.
Right, you got a new.
So it's not. It,
right,
I don't feel like I have to. I honestly don't feel like for me as a sports analyst, like I have to rate them in a certain order. I mean, because it's like the great part about it is, We get to you know, enjoy both. Okay. I don't feel like I have to grade them. And you know what the unfortunate thing is? That when soccer first got here, it seemed like in a year's time that all of a sudden we have like soccer snobs. Like quickly. Like some people have become straight up soccer snobs, and it's become to the point where you're getting pressured. If you don't talk about soccer, some people are getting in their feelings. And I'm like, wow, we were just talking about a year ago how everybody was just learning the game and getting inundated to it and everything. Now we've become snobs, which is pretty sad. It's pretty sad, but hey, it is what it is. Got to keep it moving and adapt.
Well, let's put a nice little bow on Super Bowl 53 since it's Tuesday and the NFL season is sort of wrapped. Well, USA Today releasing the results of its annual Ad Meter ranking. I know we were talking about the best and worst Super Bowl commercials. Well, they've been doing this for 31 years. The results are based on voting by tens of thousands of registered participants. Bud and Bud Light have won 14 times, but not the case this year. So here's the top 10, along with their average rating. So at number one, it is no question, the NFL, the 100-year game commercial.
Yeah, that was an easy win.
The average rating, 7.69. That's followed by Amazon Alexa, Not Everything Makes the Cut, which was one of my personal favorites. Microsoft, We All Win, which was a great commercial. It was a very touching commercial. And if you didn't see it, I would encourage you to go to YouTube and watch that one. Hyundai, The Elevator, came in at number four. Verizon, number five, The Coach Who Wouldn't Be Here. Followed by M&M's, Michael Bublé versus Bubbly, or Bublé, which was pretty entertaining. Budweiser, Wind Never Felt Better. Google and Audi came in at number 10. As far as the worst, the five worst were the Burger King Eat Like Andy commercial, Wix.com, TurboTax, Turkish Airlines, and Personal Proclean were among the five.
Yeah,
worst.
The Turkish Airlines one was a little weird. I wasn't sure whether I kind of looked at the Maven and we kind of looked at each other like, well, what exactly was that? It was like and the Andy Warhol, which ended up on some best five lists. I was like, okay, I mean, some of the esoteric stuff, Hugh, just I don't quite grasp, you know?
Esoteric?
Yeah.
Do tell, John. Esoteric.
That was a really big word.
Yes. What does that mean, John?
Well, we've used that word one time before.
Break it down
for us
in layman. No, I'm just saying. I need to know. I forgot.
Esoteric. It just means the stuff that's like over here.
Artsy.
And highbrow and, you know.
You mean
know,
artsy
right.
stuff.
Artsy, yeah.
Artsy,
you know,
fartsy.
You're supposed to get what we're saying, you know, and I'm going to go.
Yeah, artsy, fartsy
okay.
stuff.
I don't really get what you're saying, but
yeah,
okay.
Artsy fartsy. Yeah, I didn't catch that. I didn't catch that at all. I thought that was pretty boring. I forgot about the Audi commercial. Audi commercial was pretty good. The Audi was pretty sweet though. That Audi was pretty sweet. But yeah, that was some pretty bad commercial. But I read somewhere where they said that they wanted to play it safe as far as the commercial were concerned this year. Because of everything that was going on outside of the realm of football, they just wanted to play it safe, and that's why some of the commercials were as terrible as they were.
You know, they said that it's interesting. This is the first time in 30 years the Super Bowl commercial, the price of Super Bowl commercials, which is really expensive, $5.2 million for a 30-second spot, did not go up. But those spots that you saw, $5.2 million. Also, the CBS's total sales were actually down, which is one of the reasons you saw so many promos. If you think about how many promos for CBS shows you saw, one of the reasons was that their sales were down, total sales.
Did anybody watch that show that they had at the end called The Most Amazing Folks or whatever?
The World's Best.
World's Best.
World's Best People?
No, I didn't watch it.
No.
But let me ask you this. A lot of people did watch that one, though.
Let me ask you this, Wendy. Since I didn't get a chance to watch any of these commercials, is there a place where you can go online to see some of these?
Yeah, YouTube.
Well, there.
I'm not trying to go through every YouTube.
Well, if you just there actually is AT. So if you just put in best and worst Super Bowl commercials or just Super Bowl commercials, it'll come up with a couple of articles that actually have the links to all the YouTube videos, and you can just simply watch them on one page. But yeah, they're all available online. I'm sure it's easiest just to put it into one website. Who carries all of them? Well, Hugh, you mentioned that World's Best Show. It averaged 22.2 million viewers, making it the highest-rated series debut of the TV season to date by far. It was also the most watched non-sports program of the season so far, topping the Golden Globes by almost 4 million viewers, but it's down 18% from what This Is Us got after last year's Super Bowl on NBC.
New TV shows, like that This Is Us, has anybody seen that?
Yes, and it makes you cry.
See, I ain't trying to watch nothing.
It don't make you cry.
I ain't trying to watch nothing that's about to make me cry.
This Is Us will make you cry.
Same with The Good Doctor. Have you guys seen The Good Doctor?
Yes.
Is that about the young boy that has autism?
Yes, and he's a doctor. Like a resident surgeon.
Yeah, haven't seen that one either.
Ugh. Just every episode, I'm like, I'm good. I don't know.
Do you know what I started watching and I do not understand it? Like, but it gets rave reviews. I've been watching. I'm like six episodes in. Has anybody seen The Handmaid's Tale?
Yes.
Has anybody seen that?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen it.
Hey, it gets rave reviews. It's a little different, and you have to be prepared for different. And I've been trying to get into it, but I don't think I can do it. But they say it's one of the best shows on television. I can't get into it, though. I really, really can't. I'm really trying to, but I can't do it.
Well, just another couple of Super Bowl tidbits. Maroon 5 obviously didn't get a lot of love for their Super Bowl halftime show, but their sales were up 587% on Super Bowl Sunday. Also, Travis Scott and Big Boy saw their downloads increase by 434%. So the Super Bowl halftime show always helps artists as far as their music. So downloads were up for all three artists despite the lackluster performance. CBS says the TV audience for this year's Super Bowl was about 98.2 million viewers, which is the lowest since the 2008 Super Bowl, when the New York Giants beat the New England Patriots 17-14. That one drew 97.4 million viewers. It's worth mentioning that Super Bowl between the Giants and Patriots was also relatively low scoring. And between now and then, no other Super Bowl winners failed to score 20 points. So just an interesting fact on the viewership.
And by the way, it should come as no shock that New Orleans ranked dead last in viewership in the 56-meter markets. Because people in New Orleans were not watching the Super Bowl because they're petty and they're...
I respect the fact that the New Orleans Saints fans remain consistent, because I had some friends that are Saints fans and they had a Saints watch party here in Atlanta where they wore their Saints colors. Like they had on their Saints gear and watched the game, the old game, the one that you actually won the Super Bowl in.
2009.
Yeah. AT. I looked at that, and I was like, wow. I didn't think it was possible for anybody to be on this planet more petty than me. But, yeah, that was much respect.
Look, they had a parade that was phenomenal.
Yeah,
and
I heard.
Hey, you got to appreciate the support more than anything else. You might not like it, but you got to appreciate
it. And I appreciate the shirt that you're wearing today.
Most definitely.
I don't know who works. You or John Freddy with y'all fandom right now.
I don't have to say anything, though.
Describe this shirt that he's wearing.
He's wearing a Super Bowl 53 shirt with, what's the little asterisk on the side?
Uh-huh.
But it's Saints colors.
Right.
I respect that. We missed you, man.
Right. I mean, you would have been there if you hadn't choked.
I was there.
Oh.
No, I'm talking in the Super Bowl if your team hadn't choked.
Fight!
Lee had the lead with under 2 minutes to go, and you choked. Hey, the Falcons going to make a major move this? Are they going to make a major move in this offseason? Yeah, it's now time for us to start talking about Falcons offseason, because guess what? Here, that's next on the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 on the Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.